This is the We Roar podcast by Langston University. This podcast serves to prove that, regardless of who you are, where you've been, and where you come from, Langston University has a place for you. What you're about to hear is the real-life story of a current student. Go Lions!
I am number one, not number two. If I'm not the one, I'm uncomfortable. See the competition I've been running through. Leveled up, I only see him in my rear view.
I started playing basketball around the age of 7. My dad used to take us to his elementary school where he learned how to play basketball, and he started to teach us the fundamentals of basketball around that age. I remember the basic things that he taught us, like pick and rolls. Like, me and my brother, we knew what pick and rolls were. Like, we could do get game action. We knew how to defend very well because he was big on defense. And we knew, like, layup, different year moves and layup drills that we used to do with them.
Passion is this here now, this is no accident. From the start to the finish, I'm cashing in.
As a student of the game, Toru's dad taught him everything he knew in his early career, all to push Toru to be the best he could be. His dad knew basketball was a way for Toru to get to the top. Thousands of hours were spent behind the scenes at home and in that high school gym. The more Toru worked, the more his dad became his inspiration to continue playing ball. Quickly, high school approached, and Toru made an immediate impact in the game at Southridge High School in Miami, Florida.
High school, it was really lit. I'm not even gonna lie to you. My freshman year, I was a starter on varsity. At Southridge, we did pretty good. We made it to the playoffs.
Southridge lost after a short stint in the playoffs, and Toru was an honorable mention for the All-State team. This was just a taste of what was to come for him.
Didn't do it again. Hardest Millie is the first, now we got 10. Talking 10 times 10 and again.
The next year is when Toru began seeing real improvement on the court after playing summer ball with several teams. Upon returning to Southridge with a new coach for his sophomore season, Toru began to ball out.
So my sophomore year, when I returned back to high school at Southridge, I had a coach that actually believed in me. He was just letting me hoop. And then as he seen my talent just made everybody on the court better. And it was just like, all right, you really could be something special.
Even though it was evident Toru was special on the court, he was overlooked on the recruiting trail. Being a little undersized compared to other point guards at the time made coaches question whether Toru could defend bigger opponents. So Toru worked. He continued to practice during the offseason, getting bigger and better to alleviate the concerns coaches had.
Yeah, let's see how you do under pressure.
My dad always say, like, if I'm able to defend all positions, then I'm able to stay on the floor, you know, because so they need somebody to get a stop. So we just worked on it, got bigger and stronger. A lot during the offseason, the ending of my 12th grade year, you know, going into college, and I actually seen the improvement in my defensive skills by my strength, because I used to get bumped a lot, like, as in, like, I move my spot, but it'll bump me under the basket to where, like, even when I try to come back and contest, it'll be like, it's already too late, they are in motion. But I got stronger to where, like, I was moving the big men and I was able to guard it. And it was low-key easy when I got in college. And they said I couldn't do it. I went to college and did it easy. And it was like, to prove all the college coaches wrong, because there's a lot of college coaches, man, that should have recruited me at that time that was in my area that I felt like I could have played with their program. And it was just like, this is what y'all did to me, and now I'm showing off my talents. You guys are praising me and giving me the most high respect, when you could have, all y'all could have just recruited me, and look, your program could have been better too.
A lot of colleges and universities began recruiting Toru late, but Barry University in Miami was the first university to take a real chance on him.
In high school, it was really my senior year, I was slept on. And then I got the Barry University offer, and then I finally was like, yo, this was the first school to believe in me. It was the first school that's going to give me an opportunity. They knew my game. It was down in Miami. What a perfect fit.
Toru spent 2 years at Barry University, earning multiple Player of the Week accolades and making the NCAA Division II National Tournament. but Toru began to realize Barry University might not be the best fit for him. His accomplishments were not aligning with the goals he set for himself, and Toru was ready to contribute more on the court. Because of this, Toru decided to enter his name into the transfer portal, with 2 years of eligibility remaining. Just weeks after entering his name into the transfer portal, before any universities were able to show interest in Toru, a major incident occurred that almost took the game of basketball away from him forever. While at a party in Miami, Toru began to realize how crowded the place had become. He could sense that something was off, and he convinced his friends to leave the party with him and head home.
So I'm on the expressway heading home, so I get closer to my exit to take my best friend home to his crib. And like, I hear like bling, 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 bling sounds. I'm like, I turn down the music. I'm like, yo, what's that? So I literally slow down the car. So I'm like, yo, what's that sound? It gets louder. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, yo, what's going on right now? So I jump in the back seat, bro. The car is still going. It's still going like 10 miles, probably 15 miles. But this car still, I just jump in the back seat. My friend, I don't know, my best friend, he's just doing anything. We don't know what's going on. The car getting shut up. So I immediately get back in the driver's seat, stop the car. I'm like, yo, you got hit? You good, bro? Like, I'm good. I'm telling him, like, yo, I'm good. Like, I don't feel like I'm checking myself. I'm like, yo, I'm good.
Suddenly, the reality of the situation begins to take hold, and Toru and his friend check themselves one more time for injury.
Yo, check yourself again. I check myself. Check both of my legs. Blood all on my hands. Now I'm freaking out. What I'm gonna do? I can't feel my legs. So I'm getting ready. I'm trying to drive myself to the hospital, which is 5 minutes up the road. So I run every red light.
Toru drove himself to the hospital as quickly as possible and quickly received medical attention. Although the doctors questioned whether Toru would be able to play basketball the same, Toru knew it was only a matter of time before he would be able to physically play again.
I was trying to figure out, like, what did I do wrong at that time? I wasn't really on some, like, hooping. Like, I just knew I was going to hoop it just in a matter of time. I already had the mindset, like, I'm coming back stronger. I had that mindset, but it was just like, what could I have done different that night, you know? Like, I could have not stayed out as late, you know what I'm saying? I won't be in that position. It was more something, am I a target, you know? And I'm not even in no trouble. It was just like, it was more my mental than my physical.
PTSD set in for Toru in the aftermath of the shooting. Loud noises, banging, and even fireworks would send him into a panic. But with the help of his family and friends, and because of his love of basketball, Toru was able to make a full recovery both physically and mentally. Once the doctors cleared Toru, he began to work out and get ready for his next season, even though he had no idea where he would be playing in the fall. Little did he know, he would soon find his basketball home, all because of a wrong phone call. Toru and his brother had just finished a workout session when his brother asked if he wanted to shoot some hoops at his university's gym. Toru's brother accidentally calls Chris Vincent, who had just accepted a position at Langston University as one of its assistant men's basketball coaches. After chatting for a while, Coach Vincent asked what Toru was up to. Toru's brother told Coach Vincent he was in the transfer portal.
20 minutes later, I got a call from CV. And it was like, yo, what you doing? He was like, yo, I need a point guard. I'm like, yo, I don't even know who you is. And he's like, bro, I could tell you all about you. Ask me anything. He just go, I was at this game and this game while you was in high school. And he just started naming games. I started watching you since freshman year of your high school. And he was just telling me what type of player I am, what I needed to work on, and what type of point guard he was looking for. And it was just like, okay, he really know me, like, for real. He know what type of player I am. He know what he need, and he here to get it. And I was just like, wow. He was like, the one thing that really got my attention, for real, he was like, yo, you got it till Thursday. And he hung up. And I was like, oh, this is interesting. And I made some calls with my dad. We figured some stuff out.
Toru arrived at Langston University during the fall 2022 semester and realized the culture at Langston University, an HBCU, was much different from the PWI he was previously attending. Not only was the environment at Dear Langston different, Toru also found himself navigating through new classes and classmates, new professors, new teammates, and new coaches. A cultural change was also happening on the basketball court, as head coach Chris Wright brought in a new team of transfers to make Langston University a winning program. 13 transfers in total came to Langston University to fight for 5 starting positions on the court. Practice began and continued throughout the fall semester as the Lions' first game of the season against Dallas Christian College quickly approached. And when that day came around, October 28, 2022, the starters were finally revealed in the locker room right before tip-off.
When I found out, Coach put us, he put the 5 starters in. Well, he actually put 6 people, but he was just like, yo, these who first 5 starters tonight. Once I heard that and I seen my name was there, I lit up in joy in the end, so I was just so ready to play. I was so anxious, but I also was nervous because this was a new environment for me.
Langston University went on to defeat Dallas Christian College 98-48, and they were just getting started as the Lions continued their winning ways throughout the season, winning the Sooner Athletic Conference regular season and conference tournament titles for the first time in university history. This punched their ticket to the NAIA Men's Basketball National Championship Tournament. After winning the first 2 games of the national tournament, Toru and the rest of the Lions were feeling on top of the world. But the Tigers of Georgetown College, Kentucky, would meet the Lions head-on in the round of 16 and hand Langston University just its 3rd loss of the year, ending their season.
Last year, man, losing in the Sweet 16 wasn't... It didn't sit right with me, and it really made me want to return back to Langston because I could have opened up to different options, but I was just like, nah, I gotta come back because... I know I'm better than 16th place. Being the 16th best team in the country is not it for me. And then I knew I could go and play on the championship stage if we do what Coach talked about.
Even though Toru knew he was coming back to Langston University for his senior year, him and Coach Wright had a conversation that solidified Toru's decision to return at the end of the school year. Coach Wright sat Toru down in his office and said,
Toru, you're coming back. You're going to be a senior point guard. I'm giving you my keys. He literally takes out his keys. He gonna say, me and you is literally finna drive the car. We're gonna steer the ship, and we need to be on one page. And he just break down what he wanted and how he needed me to be better from this year to the next year. And he was just like, yo, I could get you playing professional basketball somewhere if you do what I'm telling you. And he literally guided me, and all I had to do was listen and come every day with a good attitude.
As senior year kicked off for Toru, he and the rest of the Langston University Lions found themselves back in their winning ways, beginning the season 19-0 before dropping their first loss to Southwestern Assemblies of God University. But that loss was a reality check that needed to happen, and it reminded Toru and the rest of the team to stay humble throughout the rest of the season. The following 3 weeks were the toughest of Toru's life as the Langston University men's basketball coaching staff began preparing the players for another conference title and national championship tournament run, demanding perfection and focus from the team. But the hard work paid off as the Lions won the Sooner Athletic Conference regular season 4 games ahead of second place and went on to win the conference tournament championship in dominating fashion, both for the 2nd time in a row. These accolades earned Langston University a 1 seed in the NAIA Men's Basketball National Championship Tournament, allowing them to host their first 2-round matchups at the C.F. Gales Fieldhouse on Langston University's campus.
My thoughts going into the National Championship Tournament. Don't be a bust like last year. I'm not even gonna lie. I was just sitting there being like, I can't lose in Sweet 16. Like, bro, I can't do that again. So I'm thinking, go play hard, you feel me? Leave it all on the court This is not last year. I'm making sure I say that to myself. And be you. Like, be the confident. This is the stage for you to show who you are as a person, as a player. Like, be you. Your game will show. That's how I felt.
Langston University had a unique path through the national championship tournament, starting with its round of 64 matchup against Bellevue University, a team the Lions narrowly beat earlier in the season, 69-64. But in a triumphant show of improvement, Langston University only allowed Bellevue to score 14 points in the first half, beating the Bears 79-40. Their next opponent was Ave Maria, who the Lions handled 91-61. The roar of the home crowd made those two wins special for Toru.
Man, it feels so good to play at home. I'm not even gonna lie, like the crowd, the intensity, the fans, all of you gotta soak in the memories, man. I got so many memories of that court I'm gonna have forever, and I'm gonna tell my kids about, because that's how unique it is just playing on the home court at Langston University. Like, the fans, they're so engaged, they're clapping, they're screaming, and I never see an environment like this again.
Toru finishes his college career unbeaten at home. Beating Ave Maria advanced the Lions to the round of 16, where yet another opponent the team faced earlier in the year was waiting for them. On December 19th, the 11th game of the season, the then number 4 ranked team, LSU Shreveport, and the number 2 ranked Lions battled it out in Fort Worth, Texas, with the Lions coming away with the overtime victory. But on this day in Kansas City, in the round of 16 in the National Championship Tournament, Toru and the Lions would not allow LSU Shreveport to get that close, winning the game 78-61.
The second time we played them, we just limited our mistakes. You know, we only could beat ourselves at that point, and we were just trying to limit our mistakes. And when we limit our mistakes and make them take tough shots, we knew we was going to run away with the game, because there are some talented guys. Get past that hump, I'm like Elite Eight. I can't stop here. It's like, bro, I got to the Elite Eight now. It's like, I know for a fact we can make a run for this. It's like, this is our team. We was built for this moment.
But the national championship tournament was not going to get any easier, as one of the country's top scoring offenses in Indiana Wesleyan was awaiting the Lions in the quarterfinals. Before their matchup, Indiana Wesleyan averaged over 90 points per game, boasting four players with double-digit point averages. But the Lions' defense prevailed, holding Indiana Wesleyan to nearly half of their average, beating them 61-48.
I mean, we was hitting shots, and honestly, when we making shots and we're defending how we're defending, like how we defended that day, nobody in the country can beat us.
This win pushed Langston University to its first NAIA Fab Four appearance in school history.
I'm pretty excited to play in the Final Four. I'm like, yo, this is my first Final Four ever. I don't know anybody in my neighborhood that went to the Final Four. Anybody who I grew up with, that fathers or anybody that went to the Final Four. So this is something new for me as well. You know what I'm saying? So I go. I could tell you before that game, I was so amped up. I was amped up, man.
Langston University had their toughest opponent of the season when they faced the defending national champions, the College of Idaho, in the NAIA semifinal round. It was a tight back-and-forth game. Before this matchup, the Lions had managed to beat all opponents by double digits, yet found themselves tied going into halftime. With a minute left in the game, the College of Idaho called a timeout. The Lions were up 52-51. College of Idaho has the ball.
We need stops. I gather the guys up. We clap, and we just trying to motivate each other. Go ahead and get these stops, because we know once we get these stops, they can't stop us. We know what type of zone they was running. We already had a game plan figured out. We just need to stop the ball and gather some stops up as much as we can.
Langston University fouls a College of Idaho player after the timeout, and they score a point off of the free throw. The game is tied at 52 with 45 seconds left. Langston University scores with less than 30 seconds left. It's now 54-52, and the College of Idaho is racing down the court to score. Number one for the College of Idaho rushes the basket to score and tie the game up. With the game on the line, Toru jumps up to defend, and the ball hits nothing but Toru's hand. That deflection was rebounded by Jaquavius Lennox, who passed the ball to a wide-open Cortez Mosley, who slammed the ball into the net for the final points of the game. For the first time in university history, the Langston University Lions will be playing for the NAIA National Championship. The next day, Coach Wright and the Lions are preparing for the National Championship game against Freed Hardeman University.
Before the game starts, it's like I'm playing in my first national championship ever. And this is my last one I'm going to be able to get, first and last, as a senior. It's win or go home. That's what I'm thinking. Win or go home, or it's lay an egg, barbecue chicken. We could beat this team. The only way we lose is if we beat ourselves. That's literally what he's telling us. Like, and then we talked about the dreams we had, and different players on the team had different dreams of us winning the championship.
The game starts tight, but Langston University begin to pull away as halftime approaches, leading Freed Hardeman 40-31 at the break. As the second half continued, the Lion offense became stifled as Freed Hardeman makes a gradual comeback. Despite this, the Lions still lead 67-66 with 40 seconds left in the game, but a couple of uncharacteristic mistakes allow Freed Hardeman to take the lead 70-67.
I'm thinking, yo, this can't be happening. They're happening so fast. Like, I'm not even gonna lie, like, it was so fast. I never seen a 45 seconds go as quick as it did.
The Lions dropped the game 71-67, and Toru's collegiate career comes to an end.
We really lost. This is my last game, and it was like, dang it, I was so close. That so close feeling, like, you reach it for something, you touch it, and you feel me, you put your hand back, you can never touch it again. It was like we had it. We just gave them the game. Like, we preached about it all year. The only way we lose is if we beat of ourselves, and we literally lost that way. And it was just like, wow. It was a learning experience, though.
Despite the loss, the Langston University community still wrapped their arms around the team, encouraging the players to keep their chins up and remain proud of the history they accomplished this season.
It meant a lot to have people there just still cheering for us, even when the outcome is not supposed to be what it is. But just, you know, I shed a tear with, like, you feel me, when I first came out, I walked out with it, and I just felt like I just didn't do enough, you feel me? And I could have impacted the game a little bit more. So I just shed a tear because I feel like I let them down in a way, which we didn't. But I felt like I let them down because we could have won that game.
Toru learned a lot of lessons throughout his career at Langston University. But perhaps no one lesson was more important than learning from your mistakes and continuing to move forward. And forward for Toru Dean means not only graduating from Langston University with a degree in liberal education, but becoming the first person in his family to graduate from college, with dreams to either play overseas or coach and teach close to home in Miami, Florida, passing down the knowledge, skills, and foundation his father bestowed upon him to the next generation of players.
It's so important because, like, even when I was here at Langston, like, the community gave to me, like, they made sure I was taken care of, like, anywhere I was on campus. Like, don't get me wrong, like, if it's even a word of encouragement or like a hug, it could be anything. Like, they made it easy for me to be myself, and that's what I want to give back to those kids. Like, I want them to come to me with open arms, anything they need. They need help with anything, I want to help all the kids. You know, I honestly want to start a program when I go back home in my community called the Toru Dean Foundation, which is going to be for me and my brothers and me and both of my brothers. We're going to start this AU basketball team. We're going to go show everybody in the community, like, there's a community down in Miami, Florida that's not being seen that can actually hoop as well. Because I know some pretty good hoopers, young kids, they really can hoop. I'm just want to get them out there because I know their parents will really like that.
The HBCU experience at Langston University taught Toru the importance of community and of finding family wherever you go. Langston University accepted Toru with open arms, and he can't wait to give back.
To the Langston community, man, I love you guys. This was a long journey. And we always gonna be lit, man. All the memories in the gym, all the memories we created at the Paul Walk. it was wonderful, and I just wanna tell you guys I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. And Taru is officially signing off.